And we've been a partner with GlaxoSmithKline for many years at HHS and specifically with BARDA. This is part of the solution to provide domestic security for this nation for biodefense or against Mother Nature. Against Mother Nature, whether it be pandemic influenza or it could be the new coronavirus that's percolating in the Middle East right now. This facility going forward would be able to do that. And so this partnership also exemplifies that the government and industry can work together. You hear in Washington many, many times, industry and government just can't get along. We've had experience where that actually is true, and this is being replicated here with partnerships both at the federal, state, and with industry partners. And being a veteran of the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, had we not had that partnership, we would not have been able to deliver. Had we had those resources now, back in 3 years ago, we would have been able to even save even more lives. And going forward, with a long-term relationship of up to 25 years that the federal government will be involved supporting this, we will be able to make that partnership serve not only the nation but also the globe in terms of vaccines, biologics, and therapeutics. There are four major areas here that Brett pointed out. One is that we will be able to help others. That's very important that the state of Texas and Texas A&M system will actually be able to help other companies that are in biodefense, developers of anthrax vaccines or of stem cell research that will lead to a radiation treatment. Come here, learn how to do it better, and be able to provide that not only in our events but also in public health. Secondly, in an emergency, whether it be pandemic influenza or a new emerging infectious disease, this will be one of the frontline centers providing it for the country. Thirdly is that the workforce development is a sore problem in this country. We've outsourced so much that we have to rebuild the next generation of developers of vaccines and manufacturers, whether they're at the top line or they're at the right on the plant line making those products, that they're there and they're trained and that they actually pay taxes like the rest of us and provide that great tax. So the last point is it provides jobs and allows this country to stay in a leadership role in biotechnology going forward that has enjoyed for many, many years. So it's my pleasure to be, again, HHS, part of this partnership. Thank you.